the fruit of Adam, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let's pray the Holy Spirit. Say the classical prayer that we all have memorized by now. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, granted by the same Spirit may be truly wise, and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lady Guadalupe, St. Joseph, Father and Terry. Today, we're going to talk about a very important virtue. And that virtue is the virtue of faith. The virtue of faith. Okay, let's talk about where it came from, what it is, and how we can strengthen it. Can you respond to those three questions? Okay? Where did this faith come from? Did it just fall from the skies like the rain that's falling down upon us? It doesn't happen that way. So faith is a gift. But faith is a gift that you receive on the day of your baptism. Baptism, you receive so many great gifts. And three of those gifts are the theological virtues, and they are faith, hope, and charity. Faith is believing in a God that you don't see. Hope is trusting. Hope means, Jesus, I trust in you, even though we've got problems. And charity is supernatural love, loving God with all of your heart, mind, and soul, and loving your neighbor as yourself. So faith is a gift from God that comes in the moment of baptism, and it's like a seed that's planted in your soul. And it's up to the parents, the godparents, and eventually the child to cultivate that gift of faith. It's a great gift, but it has to be cultivated. So let's talk now that we know where it came from and what it is, how can we cultivate that gift? How can we cultivate it? You know, years ago, I was very fluent in Italian. I was able to preach in Italian, baptize in Italian, teach catechism in Italian. Pretty good in Italian. You know why? Because I studied. I went to school, I studied, I practiced, I tried to learn the verbs and the grammar and the pronunciation. Wasn't perfect, but pretty good Italian. Now, my Italian is probably about as good as your Japanese. Probably some of you don't even speak Japanese. My Italian is not that good because you know why? I have not practiced Italian. Now how many years? 32 years. It's half of my life. So I haven't practiced, so I'm rusty. If I were to go back to Italy for about 6 months, I'd probably be pretty fluent. But I have to practice. Same thing can be applied to the gift of faith. If you want the gift of faith to grow, you have to practice it. Another example would be lifting weights. If you keep doing what are called the curls, or the military press, or the butterfly, or the rowing, you can tell that you do weights, okay? If you're doing these weights, then you can start to fortify your muscles. Otherwise, the muscle turns into fat. Instead of having muscles, you just got a flab or fat on your bones. There are many fat or flabby Catholics because they've received this gift of faith, but they don't cultivate it. So you got to cultivate the faith. Let me tell you three ways. The first way is through prayer. You know, pray. Every time you pray, you're making an act of faith. Because you're praying to an invisible God that you don't see. Father John Hardin, servant of God, great Jesuit priest that died in the year 2000, he made this observation. People that lose their faith are people that give up prayer. Think about that. People that lose their faith are those that they give up prayer. So praying, when you're praying to God, you're exercising faith because you're praying to a God that you don't see, but you believe he's listening to you. Another way to grow in our faith is, you see right here, I've got a book. It calls UCAT. This UCAT, I suggest that you try to buy it. It's a summary of the Catechism of the Catholic Church done in the pontificate of Pope Bent XVI. It's a great summary. This is the one that's in Spanish, but what I'm getting at is this. It's a catechism. Is to grow in your faith, you have to study your faith. So even though you're adults, many of you are adults, adults have to keep studying their faith. What do the young people say? Either you use it or you lose it. I like that. I like that phrase. If you don't use it, then you lose it. So get in the habit of studying your Catholic faith. And watch my presentation every day at about 2 o'clock, because my presentation is basically it's catechism. I'm trying to catechize as many people as I possibly can in English, and then right after that, I go into Spanish. And the third thing, which is just to really grow in your faith, I never tire of suggesting this. Go to Mass and go to Communion. Because Mass and Communion is the great sacrament of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So that's our talk today. Let's pray for each other that all of us will have a very strong faith. We can say that prayer of the man of the Bible, Lord, I believe, but strengthen my faith. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.